The Long Coat Mafia Podcast.
I'm a gamer. I'm wearing a bikini.
He's cleaning up.
Hey, Goomers, I'm ready. My co-host is ready. Welcome to the show, Goombas. This week, it's, as I said, due to scheduling conflict in the new year, this is on me. Today, we have to my left in her usual seat, and probably standard, which means standards will be met this episode.
Yes!
is the one, the only sporting a dual X chromosome in her genome, Zombie Bunny!
Woo! Hello!
And looks like we might have some reviews and a lot of different content. It's going to be a similar episode to last week a little bit, but a different episode because one zombie beaver is
Quit calling me a beaver! I'm a bunny.
You know, I'm going to probably start a drinking game every time I
every time say, he says beaver, you know, take a drink.
Every time bunny
Plays with a chair. Take a drink.
Bangs her head on the table.
Take a drink.
Every time it occurs, take a drink. Fuck shit.
Every time I come up with some elaborate way to avoid cursing, take a drink.
But she's here with us today. So it's going to be a similar thing. We got new announcements in reference to the 4th State Retro Pop Culture Comic Con that's happening April 30th, May 1st. That's in Waynesboro, Pennsylvania. But we're going to get caught up. We have a new opener, as you heard. Apparently, you guys like it because I see the numbers from last week. They're way better than the holidays and what we've been using. So, therefore, you guys like the new opener. Even though it embarrasses my co-host a lot. That's good. We're here since ZB's here with us. We get caught up last week. We found out after we recorded our main episode, which you heard, she found out that she had an accent. What happened?
Oh, yeah. What happened was we were going down this one road, 901, which is like a rural road where it's kind of windy, a lot of hills. What happened was we were going along our usual route, and next thing I know, there's this truck. He's like all over the frickin' road. And he's definitely not in his lane. So my dad hits the brake, and this truck just, like, wedges itself between the passenger side and the guardrail. Oof. Which is the side that I was sitting on.
So you were just shaken up?
No, broken limbs.
Here's the funny thing, listeners. Coming today, I'll probably post a picture on our Facebook page and our Instagram. Up to this point, I have never, ever, aside from pop culture show that the library has done, seeing my co-host in anything low-cut. And she walks in, says hello, and she's wearing lipstick and a low-cut shirt.
Yeah.
It takes one accident, folks. We don't know what happened.
I don't normally wear this out of the house. This is like a shirt I just wear around the house in my pajamas. I am in my pajamas right now. My glow-in-the-dark skull pajamas. They used to glow-in-the-dark. They don't glow-in-the-dark anymore.
They used to. You know you could buy glow-in-the-dark paint, right?
Yeah, but I'm not going to paint my pajamas.
You can paint your pajamas.
Yeah, I could. It's just, I don't know the correct way to do it, so there's, like, a lot of residue sometimes. Because I tried painting a shirt one time, and there was a lot of stuff.
We won't ask questions here.
Yeah.
It's nice to see a different look from my co-host. Yeah. We'll support her whatever she does. I've seen a lot worse from a lot of other people.
Yeah.
It's not the oddest thing I've been going through this year. I'll go with it because I don't know if she won't. It's not my co-host. I'm talking about a different person.
Okay.
Something that she's going with her. She's very happy that she's going through it. But something I'll talk about with off air. But the new announcements that, as you heard last week, we'll be helping out with the 4-State Retro Pop Culture Comic Con. We'll have, it's run by a guy that, same guy, one of the same guys that did the 4-State Slasher Con this past October. He has two new people that were announced, so this is official. One is Sharon Smith Lentz. Hope to God that I'm pronouncing her name right, last name right. She was in the original Dark Shadows as Sarah Collins.
Oh, cool.
So
my dad loves that show.
From what I hear, it still has a large following because it's online. There's always a resurgence of new people.
He always tells me it's the only opera he likes.
That's a funny story because I always said way back when I was in high school, I never watched soaps. Never. And just one day, but when I was between high school and kind of community college, I was in these big whole ordeal of court PD. Like People's Court, anything that had a courtroom setting to it. Yes, I watched, I think it was that Andy Griffith show that was on that he did. But I saw flipping through the channels, and I saw, oh, another court show that I haven't seen. Turns out I was watching One Life to Live. and I got hooked on One Life to Live. But that's just me. But the other person that was announced was Melissa Cowan. She was the bicycle walker from the first season of Walking Dead. She was in the first episode.
That's cool.
I think there's been one other person that he announced.
I've only really seen up to the first season of the first or second season of The Walking Dead, but I kind of lost touch with it. Now I'm like super way behind.
The current season's way better.
I like reading the comic book. When I first went to the Philadelphia Comic Con, like Wizard World Philadelphia, we got a free copy of the first with the first Walking Dead with a different comic book front on it, and we got it signed by the comic book artist.
And I'll just say that from a lot of people, she played the mom,
mm-hmm.
Coral's mom, if you want to.
Coral.
She's, from what I keep hearing, that she's not very fan friendly. She's a real, from what some fans have told me, she could be a real bitch. Mm. She'll come, she's not nice to the fans, various things. She's scheduled for a day, come for the last 2 hours and just leave. Or work 1 hour and just sign for an hour and just leave.
Mm.
So there's always that. I have the 4-State Facebook page on. It's facebook.com/4StateRetroPopCon. Just do a search, folks. I'll have the link in the show notes. The other person that he announced this past week was Rusty Gilligan. He did animation work for the movie original Heavy Metal. He did Captain American stuff, the Avengers, Spider-Man 2 and 3. I'm reading this from the Facebook page. As well as other mascots for the show. The con is Crazy Kitties, Mac in Trouble. He's been a fixture of comics since 1978, with credits including Marvel, DC, Big Bang, Image, Heavy Metal, and more. His film work includes the original Heavy Metal, Spider-Man 2 and 3, and Captain America. So it'd be interesting to see him there. And as per, I was speaking with the show creator. That's it. Yeah, okay.
Mess with the mic, take a drink.
Mess with the mic. In reference to, we'll be doing a panel. It'll be Saturday at 4 p.m. We will be doing a Power Rangers panel. As from what we were told, It's going to be both Robert Axelrod, who played Lord Zedd. He voiced several characters in Robotech, Digimon. He appeared in the 1988 movie remake, The Blob, plus various others, as well as Vernon Wells. He was in the big baddie in Power Rangers Time Force. He was also in Mad Max 2, The Road Warrior. He was the guy with the mohawk. He was in Weird Science.
I have yet to see the new Road Warrior.
I haven't. A buddy of mine gave me the digital code for that one. I haven't seen it yet.
Mm.
There's a lot of stuff where I gotta, as of this, once this is posted, we'll be officially sponsoring on the base level for Four State Retro Pop and Comic Con as well, so that's always a good thing. Before we go on, between last episode and this episode, I know we didn't cover Lenny from Motorhead's passing last week. It's always a sad day when a musician dies, because I think he died of cancer as well, and we had like several people this week also pass away due to cancer.
No.
So we're gonna say fuck you, cancer, right here. Fuck you,
cancer.
Fuck you in the face.
Fuck you right in the. Yeah, right in the face. I was gonna say in the butt, but he might enjoy it.
He almost said it.
What in the butt?
We had not some particular order, somewhat alphabetical. We had Angus Scrimm, who was the tall man in Phantasm.
Mm.
He was a preacher in John Dies at the End. He was narrating the original Wishmaster, plus many, many more. I wish I got a chance to meet. I said I didn't meet him. I wish I got a chance. He was always seemed fan friendly, and always had fun with the fans. So
gotta enjoy the ones that are super fan friendly.
Yeah. I've seen a couple of YouTube clips of him doing panels, and he'd switch from himself and go into the tall man mode, and switch back and forth like one man stick. So it was always, he'd be like, "Yeah, I really love doing part," and he'd like, "How dare you do that? Oh, shut up, tall man!" He'd switch back and forth, get the crowd to laugh. But he seemed that fan friendly, so it would have been nice to meet him. The other person that passed away was Alan Rickman. A lot of people know him from Harry Potter as Professor Snape.
I know him from Dogma.
Dogma, Voice of God, you know, and Galaxy Quest, you know.
You
broke the bloody ship. A lot of people said a lot of good things about him, including Daniel Radcliffe, a.k.a. Harry Potter himself. Said Alan was one of those who didn't treat him as a child on set. He said he treated me as an equal, as a peer. He taught me. He wanted to see me grow, and he, one of those that he helped. He realized that there were young actors they needed to be trained. They were diamonds in the rough. So he was that type of person. Mm-hmm.
Did you hear about the prank he pulled on him in Prisoner of Azkaban?
Daniel to Alan or Alan to Daniel?
Alan to Daniel.
What do you do?
Okay, so there was a scene where they were all sitting in they're all sleeping in the sleeping bags. And what he and some other guy did, they put a fart machine in Daniel Radcliffe's sleeping bag. So once in a while you hear the fart sound. Oh, God. It's so funny and hilarious.
So,
how funny and hilarious are the same thing. Damn it. You caught me.
Before we go into some of the other topics, it looks like you have some comic reviews for us.
Oh, yeah. I recently started reading the all-new Wolverine, which has X-23 playing as Wolverine now. She's the new Wolverine.
She's going to be in every issue now?
She's probably going to be in every issue now. And I never really liked the character Wolverine. I always thought that she was just created for the whole every superhero has an equal counterpart that's the opposite sex, and I didn't really like that too much. But after reading the comic book reading her as Wolverine, it's like, no, it's not too bad.
And not to mention she's had one of those odd backstory
things.
Yeah, And it wasn't that she was a clone and, you know, that. It was just that she had afterwards or something like that.
Yeah.
I haven't seen the new ones. I think she might be one of the few super, female superheroes that's below a D cup.
Yeah. Like me!
That was my argument a lot against them. I think we'll get into it with one when Big Candy's with us as one of our rant episodes. It's just that what I find about a lot of these movies is that it brings in a certain percentage of new fans. And with the comic book community, it's, hi, welcome to the fandom. Yeah, we're happy to hear you. Here's your I Hate Rob Liefeld fan card. You've got to hate him for whatever reason. And one of the big ones, well, he always draws all these busty women. Yeah, that's 95% of the characters that are in the Marvel DC Universe as it is.
Yeah.
Name three superheroes. You know what? Name five female superheroes that are below a D cup. You can't do that. It used to be Kitty Pryde.
Not even the younger ones anymore. They're right. They're like, whoa, up here, cannonball titties. It's like, that has got to be super freaking heavy, man.
And it, despite that, it's like, you know, well, that's a rant episode for probably the spring. That'll probably be a 2-hour rant episode because we could go into a lot
because
of stuff.
Because it's bikini season.
Not because it's bikini season. Because I'll say this, that particular rant episode will be a hunt episode where fans are normally out hunting for new collectibles and so forth and so on. We could deal with the aspect of that. That's always, what other stuff did you pick up?
I also picked up, I don't know how long ago this was written or drawn, but the Mighty Thor, where Jane is now Thor, but she's apparently got cancer. So, like, every time she turns into Thor, apparently it takes a toll on her, I think. Yeah. It's beautiful artwork, though.
Who did the artwork on it? I'm not familiar with the names.
I think Jason Aaron wrote it. He's a pretty good writer. I have a lot of his stuff.
I must reiterate to the fans that it's that when someone who's worthy gets the powers of Thor. Thor's still around, but he's just... The person who gets the hammer gets the powers of Thor.
The so artist... The main artist is Russell Dotterman? I've never heard of him. But
there's
it's pretty
a,
good.
There's a lot of... I've been out of... Because of financial situation, not being able to get to a comic shop a whole hell of a lot.
That's the reason I'm in a financial situation.
Hey, it's like, why am I spending $200 a month on comics? What the hell?
Because comics are life.
That's always... But comics are funny. You get a lot. I love going to comic shows and talking with fans. And it's like going to a big-time family reunion. And what else?
And another one. This is just number three. I haven't been able to find number one or two. It's Mrs. Deadpool and the Howling Commandos. It's about... I'm just going by what I've heard in the beginning here, because they have this lovely little intro that tells you everything that you missed. Thank you. Deadpool has died, and his new wife, who is Shikla, is a demon, and she's trying to find who killed him. She thinks Dracula may have had something to do with it, so she is hunting down Dracula with the werewolf, the mummy, Frankenstein, whatever that green guy is. I think he's the thing, I think. Oh, hang on a minute. Take a drink. Okay, Marcus the werewolf centaur gladiator with a symbiote, whatever.
Symbiote. You're losing comic credit.
The living mummy, the invisible man, and man thing. Werewolf by night. It's actually pretty funny. In a way, Deadpool's still hanging around as a ghost, and he's like, the only one that can hear him is Frankenstein, but Frankenstein won't tell anybody. It's like, you're now Frankenstein's new invisible friend.
Invisible friend. I have an invisible friend, and it's Deadpool.
Yep.
Oh, dear God.
Deadpool's like, it's worse than not being heard. Anyway, I gotta pick up more of this. for these sometime when I get money.
When I get money. I'm so far behind. I used to read, before we get into our main topic, I used to read a lot of actual manga, but I can't find issues anymore.
Manga. Like, what kind of manga? Because there's actually, Tokyo Pop has gone out of business.
Oh, do tell. I haven't heard
yeah,
of that.
I don't know why they went out of business, but I guess it's because they haven't been making a lot of manga that anybody was interested in, so they kind of went out of business. They are no longer publishing anything anymore.
That's the thing. I used to read, I think they're still making issues.
But they're probably printed under another person.
Yeah, but at the time they were, I don't know who they were printed under, but I used to read, I think Gantz is under Dark Horse.
Yeah.
But the other one I used to read is, it was Battle Angel Alita. It wasn't the original one, it was the second run that was out, that's probably still out. The thing is, with both, you can't find them at any shop. I used to find them at Walden Books, but Walden Books has gone the way of the dodo in the area.
Yeah.
They used
Books
to
a
be,
million now.
The only other place in at least where we are is Books a Million.
Mm-hmm.
They'll get it for you, but you have to order it through them.
Mm-hmm.
And like most people, I like it when stores like Books a Million buy one, get one at half off.
Yeah.
And if you do that, if you do the order, you don't get that deal.
Another thing, I hate ordering books through the store because this one time it had taken me forever to find this comic book. It was a Neil Gaiman comic book. It was based on Alice Cooper, like one of the albums, I guess it was like Welcome to My Nightmare or something. And I had literally looked up and down everywhere. I went to Borders and tried to order it. And 3 months later, nothing. Go to the store. Hey, I haven't got my book. Is it okay? We'll reorder it. 5 months later, I get a flat package in the mail. Nothing in it. At all. I was pissed. My mom was pissed. We went to the store. We complained again. And then the manager was on the phone with the people that were supposed to send the order. And he's like, oh, it's on back order. It's like, screw this. Give me my freaking money back.
I had that problem. I'm not going to say if they... I can't really talk too bad because it's been going on 10 years, so I don't know if they from what I've been hearing through several people, they kind of changed, but they yet didn't change their habits. This was, I'm not going to make, one of the comic shops, the older comic shops in Winchester. Those who live in Winchester or are Winchester, Virginia listeners will know who it is. My ex, that I was seeing at the time, she's, this is one of the deaths that we could go into a little bit. She, I'll say it now because of his passing, she was a big fan of David Bowie.
Mm-hmm.
So I found out the month before that January through, I think, Toy Fair, they're coming out with Jareth action figures.
Hmm.
I figured, you know, what a way to, you know, get something for her because she was, at the time she was a friend. We weren't seeing each other officially. Get something for her. You know, it was coming out by September.
Yeah.
Hey, great birthday gift.
Yeah.
So I went to the local, because it said you could order it through, I think, the catalog, the geek catalog that every comic shop has. And I breezed through it, put in my order. They said, oh, it'll be here by June. Okay.
Mm.
I'm there every week to pick up new issues, new comics. I'm there. Did it come in yet? 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 And they said, nope, 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 nope. And it's getting closer and closer to September.
Mm.
They never got it. They didn't. I don't think they even put in the order. And come to find out, went to Atomic Comics. I'll mention this store's name because... this guy didn't do wrong. Atomic Comics in Hagerstown.
I haven't been there. I should probably try there sometime.
The guy, it kind of has a smoky smell to it, but the guy's decent.
Yeah.
And I told him about it. He said, that figure's been out for months.
Are you...
And serious? I was like, yeah, he said it's been out for months.
I would have been so pissed.
I was pissed. And fortunately, thank God for eBay, I managed to get it in time for her birthday and give it to her. Not to mention they had a 12-inch figure at Spencer's.
Oh my God!
You hit a button and it said a line or two from the movie.
I have a 12-inch figure of a no, not 12 inches. It's a little. It's like that tall. It's a Jack Skellington thing. Off topic. Sorry.
It's okay. What pissed me off about some of the people that know me know that I have an arch nemesis.
Yeah.
It's not my ex set to say. Initially, it was Barry Manilow, because my mom was a big fan of Barry Manilow, so I figured if I'm going to have it, I figured out years ago that, you know what, it'd be cool to have an arch nemesis, arch enemy. It's going to be Barry Manilow. And when my mom finally passed, and during that time, severe breakup with my ex, it was one of those things, I didn't set fire to the bridge, I put C4 on, set fire to it, blew it up with C4, and placed a tactical nuke, so
that's one hell of a break in a bridge.
Yeah. I decided that, you know, bury the, in essence, virtual hatchet with Barry Manilow and make it David Bowie. I'm like, oh, no, not David Bowie's got to pass. Can't be arch enemies with a.
Can't be arch enemies with him anymore. Yeah.
That's a sad thing. Can't do that.
Justin Bieber's still alive.
Cool.
I hate his guts so much.
What's this say? What's this you say about how much you like Justin Bieber?
No.
Bash
his brains out with a book.
Which book?
Any book. Something heavy. War and Peace.
Okay, War and Peace.
Nice and thick.
Nice and thick. How about Webster's Dictionary?
That too. He's a little shit. Reading his stupid tweets on Facebook.
Why are you reading his stupid tweets?
I don't know. Tumblr keeps posting shit about it.
Speaking of people posting shit, one of the topics we went over last week, I want to get Zombie Bunny's opinion on it, is that how is Stern calling us podcasters losers? I know, again, to our fans who have been living under a rock for the past, I don't know how long. Howard Stern is one of the famous shock jocks in America.
I'd say more infamous.
Infamous. He is best well known to that back in his early days of radio hosting is going to his female guests and turning to them and saying, show me your tits.
Someone sent you a message.
That's not a guess. That's my ringtone. Being that aspect of male sex, you know, sexism, just like, show me your tits. You know, I want to see your tits. And he did it for ratings. And which kind of translated over to, it's something I'll never do to my any of my female guests, and not to my female co-hosts nonetheless. It's a very low denominator. It's very stupid. Even though our fans like my female co-host for whatever reason. What do you think about it? What are your thoughts?
I think he's a sack of shit.
Can you elaborate on that?
Elaborate? I was briefly talked about this with my dad in the car because I didn't know who he was, and you had mentioned something about it in a message, and it's like, oh, okay. I don't know who Howard Stern is, but he's a sack of shit. What else? He's...
as we said to sum up last week's podcast with Big Candy, it's just that here you have a radio host, if you want to call him that.
He's a radio host that's been kicked off of so many other radios because of his foul language and sexist remarks. And he has the nerve to call podcasters like us losers? You, sir, are the loser.
One of the things we mentioned is that he's making millions of dollars a year. Mm-hmm. So he re-signed his contract. So he's still, him himself is making millions of dollars a year. His staff is probably making low to mid six digits. Again, we're also talking about a man who, in other interviews, says that he can be friendly 1 minute and a total asshole the next to the same person. But he makes millions, and when they asked him what he's transferred to podcasting, is when he said, well, podcasting's for losers. Me and Big Kenny agreed that the reason for that is that he won't be making millions of dollars. I think the highest paid people in the industry might be actually making money in podcasting is Chris Hardwick with Nerdist and maybe Joe Rogan, some of the celebrity podcasters. Mm-hmm. But they're making...
Dee Snider, too. Dee Snider has a podcast, too.
Dee Snider could... I'm not including Dee Snider because he could sell tapes and he's not a sellout. Dee Snider is a cool guy. Not to mention he was the lead singer of Twisted Sister. He's a geek in his own right, you know. Anybody who wants to have fun and be in music and make money about it is an okay guy. He seems like a cool guy in my book anyway. But Howard Stern is just an ass.
Sack of shit.
And I'll tell my female co-host, this is training. This is a hobby. We get our viewpoints out to the world. We're grateful for our listeners. And it's a great way to learn something. It's like, even with collecting anything, it's a great, it's a hobby, yes, and we're learning. If you see it like that, that's always a plus, and I'm sure it helped you out a little bit. That's what I'm looking at. It's fun, something to do.
It's fun. It helps me open up a little bit. Yeah.
You look tired and sad at the same time.
So. I had, like, something in the car when my dad was talking about this, and then, entirely, everything just went...
Are you using blonde hair dye?
No, my hair's naturally blonde.
Oh, crap.
Yeah.
Switch to brown.
Now
I see why you use a lot of blues.
Yeah.
One of the things we, to kind of move on...
I was actually thinking about switching to red, actually.
Red?
I like red. Mm-hmm.
You're not that big of a trouble. I don't see you being that evil. Do you think you could be that evil?
I could if I tried.
Try?
I don't know.
From the person who shot the shit out of me with makeup on today.
I mean...
And all you did was wear a lipstick.
I think about the evilest thing I've ever done was probably, like, remember those little chocolate frogs that sold whenever the Harry Potter books came out? They had like, the little crunchy Rice Krispie things in it. I told my brother those were frog bones because I wanted his chocolate. He hasn't touched any crunchy chocolate since.
And you're a Monty Python fan. You could have went worse.
Yeah.
But, I said, my co-host, I did get an Xbox One this past holiday season.
Oh, cool.
I got a great deal at one of the local pawn shops. Mm-hmm. I thought, it was one of those instances, I just wanted the core system, figured it was at the pawn shop, got it for $300, it came in the box, it was an Assassin's Creed edition. I was expecting a lot of people know it comes with a digital download, doesn't come with actual games. I was expecting when I got it, again, the unboxing's on our YouTube channel, I think it's on Facebook, YouTube, it's on our Facebook page. When I pulled out the little card that had Assassin's Creed stuff on it, the little scratch-off wasn't scratched off.
Mm-hmm.
So I got two free games, and plus
cool.
I did for it. Plus, I got a couple of games, great deals from Press Start, one of the local retro gaming places here in town. They had a buy a new game, get used half off. So I got a $50 game for $25. But we're glossing over that, but a lot of things I'm finding out, and I thought it was a bad idea, is the microtransaction in AAA games, which is like Halo, Destiny. What are your thoughts of the game, major game titles?
Major game titles?
Kind of like, following the aspect of mobile gaming, that it's, even though you're paying $60 for a brand new game, now if you want, other than the, I'm excluding DLC in this, oh, you want a brand new gun, or you want to, I know you say you played Minecraft.
I have played Minecraft.
Or
I haven't in a while, but I like Minecraft, yes.
Or I know you tend to play Pokemon too, as well. You want a new, this different Pokemon, or this better, instead of finding it, give us $3.
Ah, well, that doesn't sound like...
Give us $4.
I would much rather go out and find it.
Oh, you can't find it. The only way you could get this particular Pokemon, you have to pay us.
Ah, it's worse than a Facebook game! I don't like that. I hate that. When they say, you need to pay in order to have something, it's like, why? I don't want to pay for it. I just want to play the game.
Well, what's turning out is that, like, Halo 5 has microtransactions in it. But if you want the better, the cooler looking armor, the different armor to customize your character, you have to buy, you can earn different packs, the gold packs and the, you know, silver packs and the bronze packs, whatever they are. You can also pay for the gold packs, which have the armor, the skin, the weapon skin, so forth and so on. As I said in last week's broadcast, YouTuber Angry Joe did the math. In order to get all those armors and stuff, you have to spend over $1,000 to get everything.
That's balls crazy.
But the there is a kind of a... the plus side is that if it's just armor and skins and not so much better weapons, but they're releasing free content, free DLC, there's a those who want to pay those microtransactions, those who are cheap bastards like us, get free DLC, free maps, you know, so forth and so on. But there are one, as I said last week, there's one game that seems to be lying sacks of shit, because he said, well, we're not going to do any boosting, there's not going to be this, there's not going to be that, and that is Activision and Bungie with Destiny. They initially said that all our microtransactions are just going to be that, microtransactions. Over the holiday season, their legendary, which is for the Taken King, their legendary editions, which is the original game, all the DLC, and Taken King, was $30. You could Walmart get it for $30 for whatever system. During that time, they released a boost pack.
Boost?
Boosting pack. Which means, as soon as you got the game, you could spend another $30 to boost your character up to level 25.
You can't see it, but we're making quotation marks with our fingers.
You could boost your character up to level 25. Again, it was one of those mixed results type things, because if you have a character for the original system, a PS3 or Xbox 360, and you upgraded your system to next gen or current, what would be current gen now, or from a, let's say 360 to an Xbox One, your character does not transfer over. You have to start over from the beginning. So if you have a level 25 character on your 360, now you have a level 1. So, if you got the game for $30 and you have the extra $30, yes, you can buy the boost and get up to that point easily. But now it's past the holiday season. Those games are now $60, $70 again. Now you're paying $100 to get back into the swing of things. And it's stupid. And a lot of people, a lot of the YouTubers that are do the Let's Play videos and the Game With Me type videos, the streaming videos with Destiny, say that I'll say those who are still complaining about this are saying that, in essence, you're bypassing the original game. You're bypassing each of the DLCs that came out before The Taken King, just so you can play The Taken King.
How's that fun? It's not.
No, it's not. And they said, how much longer is it before Destiny said, those who make Destiny say, okay, we're going to sell you legendary weapons for $10, $15. Because they put out this bullshit. And they initially they said it was a quote-unquote typo. They initially said, because of some of the rarity of the weapons, is that we're going to increase... Now, this is to get your reaction.
Mm-hmm.
They said, okay, with these, some of the lower level weapons, we're going to increase the damage 3%. The mid-range weapons, we're going to increase 7%. The higher rarity weapons, we're going to increase only 4%. But what turned out to happen was that the real percentages was 0.3%, 0.7%, and 0.04%. So in essence, they only got like a hair increase.
That sucks.
And
yeah.
Bungie and Activision said it was a quote-unquote typo.
It was a typo. Quotation marks with fingers.
But to kind of move on, because this was a...
See, I don't really know very much about this. I don't play Destiny. I'm not really into the whole multiplayer online game thing. I don't really like it because I do weird stuff when no one's looking in the games. Like one time I was playing one of the Final Fantasy multiplayer online game. I can't remember which one it was. I made this little character. I named it Banana Split. And I was waiting for my friend because she was doing it on the computer and I was doing it on their PlayStation. And I just, like, I got really bored, so I just started spinning around in a circle. Everybody just started staring at me. It's like, I don't know what to do. I'm just going to spin around in a circle. I'm one of those players.
I'm a different type of player. That's why I've always said I love Halo Reach because of the environment. You can make maps.
You can make a little hidey hole where no one can see you.
Right, and you could be a total asshole. And,
yep.
You'd love it because you'd probably be the whole artistic, got to be just right.
Oh, I would get so OCD with that.
I get OCD
in Minecraft. Like, if my house is, like, one block smaller than I want it to be, and I built the house already, I will just blow up the entire thing and rebuild it. That is how OCD I am. I will burn that house down.
I've been in OCD with my hell map. There's a step here. My character steps down, steps up. Then why? It's got to be a little bit higher, so there's no stepped up and down.
I have blown up villages because I got mad at one house.
We're going to skip over the whole aspect of Final Fantasy VII, the remake of it being episodic. Oh,
my mom's actually excited for that game. She loves Final Fantasy.
So is she thrilled that it's going to be episodic? Or?
I don't know what episodic means.
Meaning it's going to... They're doing chunk. It's going to be like episode 1, episode 2, episode 3. It's going to be set out in chunks. No one really knows.
Is it like how you had to insert a certain disc in order to play? Like, instead of putting in disc 1, if you're like past disc 1, you have to go to disc 2?
Think Telltale Games.
Telltale Games.
Basically, you're going to have a certain part of the story released at, let's say, March.
Mm-hmm.
Then you're going to have maybe about 6-8 months later, episode 2, or another section of the game. Then you're going
to
have...
I don't know how she would feel on that. Because she likes to, like, really, like, super-duper uber level up her characters. A lot.
What some people have said is that it might be a good thing because they might release the original storyline as episode 1.
Mm-hmm.
Expand it in episode 2.
She might like that.
We won't know more until it comes out.
I have to understand, my mom started playing Final Fantasy when the very first Final Fantasy came out.
Oh, so did I.
Oh, yeah.
I think a lot of people did.
Yeah.
I think that was an introduction to a lot of people's for RPGs and that whole aspect.
I remember at a very young age not to delete my mom's game data. That's like an hour in the corner I'm never going to get back.
No one puts money in the corner. Now we're going to get into something.
No, they just put me in the corner.
That took up a lot of our chunk of time last week. But I don't know how much time this will take up because I don't know if she actually seen it yet.
Seen what?
The new Star Wars.
I have not.
You have not?
Actually, let me just specify. I work at a theater.
You work at a theater?
I work at a movie theater. And it's a restaurant-style movie theater, which means I bring the food to the customer. So during the movie, while it is playing, I have seen little bits and pieces of it. I've seen so many spoilers, and it's like, no! I can't take this! And then one time, I saw one guy just standing in there watching it. It's like, oh, okay, I guess we're not really doing anything. So I just kind of start watching the movie with him. And then I realize, I just watched the freaking end! Without actually watching the entire film. It's like, no! I don't understand this! So I'm going to go see it on Wednesday with my friend's mom. Because I get 2 free tickets every pay period.
So it... then I won't go into too much. Just that,
I hate myself.
Take away your geek card.
You can try. I'll only earn it back.
Damn it! There has been a lot of hate with it. Most of it, you'll see. I'm not going to go into too much spoiler. You could say this will be somewhat of a spoiler-free discussion over it. It's just that...
Is it about the main character?
Well,
or is it about something else?
A little bit of both. Some of the hate that is part of it is that it mimics the original, in essence, episode 4. But when you watch it, you'll see that it's a way of J.J. Abrams using that as a stepping stone.
I didn't think it was too much like the original.
It's one of those things that what a lot of the fans are saying is that the fans are having the atypical fan reaction to it, is that there's all these Easter eggs in it referencing the episode 4 and the other movies, and if they weren't there, the hate would be that they weren't there. The fans are hating that they're there, and they're hating...
You can't win. You just can't win.
No, there's something for everybody. One of the major reviewers that went out said that it was basically, prepare the aspirin that I got for you. It was racist to whites with its multicultural cast. It was spewing feminism. Because the main character, in essence, is a female.
Okay. I could say that I could actually like her costume. I mean, it doesn't show off too much. Doesn't show off anything.
Just that she is this strong female character. Just that one of the things that they said in it was that everybody that picked up the lightsaber in it was a quote-unquote lightsaber expert.
Ugh.
The fact of the matter is... I don't know if you've seen it or not. There's this one character in it. She's got these real big glasses. She
Maz? Yeah, I've seen Maz.
Doesn't she remind you of... You've seen The Incredibles, right?
Yes.
The person who did all the costumes?
Yeah.
Doesn't she remind you?
Yeah, she does remind me of Edna so much. She's so short. She got the big glasses.
And she was like... The whole aspect of...
She's so tiny.
So tiny. And
so tiny and wrinkled. Like an old purse.
But the thing is, the two people that pick up lightsaber for the first time, one is Finn, the African American.
He's a stormtrooper.
He's a stormtrooper. He's military trained. So, and everybody that picks up that lightsaber is still in basic hack and slash.
Why do they never poke with it? It'd be funny if they just poked it. Poke. Like, not even, like, in an interrogation, just, like, poke him with a lightsaber.
And the other person is Rey. Just that one of the things that one character says is that I'm not a Jedi. I'm sure you've seen that point.
Yeah, I've seen that point.
She pretty much says, I'm not a Jedi. You got to let go of your past. Embrace your future. I can't. In essence, she also says, I can't train. You know, I can't.
Yeah,
she's, basically, she says, if anything, let the... Basically, she quotes the original movie saying that the Force surrounds us. It's everywhere. It flows through us. Just concentrate and let it flow. You know, it's the...
And Rey's like, I don't wanna!
And basically, it's the barest of bones of training. It's like saying, okay, here's your radio. You know, work with it. We're not going to train you, but there's the power button, you know.
There's the power button.
Just
remember to plug it in.
Plug it in. And, you know, it's just like reading the manual and having somebody else train you on what each knob does. But, and that's what she, in essence, does. She gets a lot of...
Excuse me.
What if I don't want? She gets a lot of her cues from
Ren. That's so unladylike. Of me to burp like that.
She gets a lot of her cues from Ren.
Yeah.
Who is the... No one really says that he's a dark... He's a Sith or he's just a dark Jedi.
She could be a gray Jedi.
No, I'm not talking Ren. I'm talking about Ren.
Kylo Ren.
Kylo Ren. Just that she gets a lot of cues from him. You'll see that in her interrogation sequence that... Ren tries to use kind of like the Jedi mind trick on her.
I saw that part too. Stormtrooper's like, I'm gonna let you go and open the door, and drop your gun. And I'm dropping my gun.
But the thing is, she kind of saw that with Kylo Ren. That wait a minute, he's kind of using the Force on me. That's what she was trying to do with that, and that's one of the Easter eggs that are in the movie. The person that Stormtrooper was the current Bond. James Bond, which is, you know, kind of a cool one for him to drop my Bond. And what a lot of the haters are also saying is that a lot of the flow in the movie is too natural.
Mm.
It's too goofy, it's all goofy, but it's natural. It's natural movements, it's natural reactions, it's natural. At one point, Han finally gets Chewbacca's gun, the crossbow.
The weapon, weird crossbow thing.
Weapon. And he turns to Chewie and goes, Teddy, and he fires off one shot, and the stormtrooper that he shoots goes flying off into the distance. He goes, just turns to Chewie and goes, "Why haven't I fired this gun before? I should be doing this more often." And another scene that Kylo has, in essence, has a hissy fit. You'll notice that's kind of a running thing through the movie that. Kylo is
badass. He's an emo guy.
Yeah, he's an emo.
He's the emo kid that sits in the corner and doesn't want anyone to talk to him.
He's a badass, yet he's also a whiny little bitch. And
I've seen a couple hilarious comics that people have drawn about that. There's like one where he has like his little tantrum hole.
And the thing is, he has one of his little hissy fits with his lightsaber, and they kind of move outside. Like J.J. Abrams is doing it, like as it's a noticeable gag, but it's kind of funny too because they pan outwards and you see these two stormtroopers come around the corner. Kind of notice that Ren's having his hissy fit, and they just kind of look at each other, and turn around, and go back. It's like,
not
dealing with this shit. But we went. Again, prepare the aspirin. There was another little bit of controversy around the original three movies.
Mm-hmm.
I said aged African American female newscaster that did this. She's kind of known for her stupidity.
Oh, Lord.
I'm sure you heard about this.
I have, oh Lord.
saying that Vader was, early on in the series, was quote unquote black, cutting off hands and shit, and denying that he had kids. And when he found out that by the end of the movie, when he finally accepted that he had kids, he was white.
What? What? No.
There's the standard, folks. There is the standard.
I mean, well, how do people get how do people like that get the jobs that they have?
Well, this is the same person that in one particular broadcast said her co-host, one of her male co-hosts, said that was making reference to that a particular candidate was being a hard worker, and her response to him was, "How dare you say hard worker?" Because she has a civil, in essence, a Civil War-esque painting in her office of African American slaves picking cotton, and they actually did hard work. No one else can do hard work. In essence, she either does shit.
I think she just says stuff for the sake of saying stuff.
There's a difference that from someone like, I'll say this, there's a difference between someone like Bill O'Reilly saying something to get a reaction.
Yeah.
A smart reaction.
A smart reaction, not a, oh my God, why did you say that?
There's an intelligent, smart reaction and a idiot reaction.
Yeah.
You know, what she's doing is basically idiotic. But there has been another little bit of a controversy.
It's kind of one of those things where it's like, shh, just stop talking. Just go stop. Go to sleep. Go to sleep. Go to sleep.
But to go back on The Force Awakens, there has been Disney's laying no claims to this.
What?
Disney says, what was discovered is false. It's not what everybody thinks it is. There's to fill you in on it, not so much our listeners. There's a Disney game called Disney Infinity 3.0. They have the little figures.
Yeah, I have some of those. I have like the superhero ones, and I have Anna and Elsa.
With Disney's Infinity 3.0, they have the Star Wars aspect of the game.
Mm-hmm.
At one prior to this, YouTuber, I've used his, I referenced his channel before in the past, Angry Joe. Because he's a big fan of the Star Wars franchise. He posted up a little episode regarding to his theories of who Rey is descendant of.
Mm.
And one of his big fans said, "Have you seen the what another Let's Player did in reference to Disney Infinity 3.0? It drops a heavy spoiler. Somebody didn't get the message at Disney." And he was like, "What do you mean?" This was through Twitter. "What do you mean?" He said, "All right, go here. Here's the YouTube video of that, just the cutscenes, and where the spoiler hits at 20 minutes, 30 seconds. And at that 20 minute, 30 second mark, you hear Kylo Ren tell Rey, in essence, say, how dare, in essence, he says, how dare you, and then there's the pause, cousin."
Mm.
When you hear it, it's like, in essence, how dare you, cousin? And within 24 hours, Disney made a release, replying to this, to Angry Joe, "Oh, you're wrong. He doesn't say, how dare you, cousin. He says, how dare you, curses. But when you watch that video, it's cuz in, not cuz it, curse is."
Mmm. I did not know this. Thank you for the spoiler.
Is it
a spoiler or is it a fake spoiler?
That's the thing, is that because it's a game that can be connected on, and that's not so much online, but can be, the updates be put through online and updated. But So as of this posting, that update could have happened and that whole aspect could be gone.
Mm-hmm.
But it's kind of hard to say because it's episode 7, The Force Awakens was released a month ago. Episode 8 is still going to be in 2017.
Mm-hmm.
So they have plenty of time to rectify this, if it was a spoiler or not. They have plenty of time to rewrite it, get new stuff out, and rectify the problem. But if it is factual that Rey is Ren's cousin, somebody didn't get the memo.
Yeah.
Somebody didn't get the memo. It's stupid. Have you seen... Well, what trailers have you seen recently?
I've seen the Deadpool one. I've seen... what was the one about? Our Finest... The Finest Hours. That's the one with about the Coast Guard ship.
I haven't seen that one yet.
Okay. My dad's, like, super excited about it because it's about the Coast Guard. And he's like, yeah! He was in the Coast Guard. He's retired.
Go through what some of the geeky ones here. Let's see which ones you've seen. You said you've seen the Deadpool trailer.
Yes.
Looking forward to it?
I am very much looking forward to it. I'm going to try and see if my my managers will let me dress up as Deadpool that day.
I was talking to a friend of mine online. He goes by on Facebook as Dobbs. He kind of agreed with me that Deadpool might be the second slap in the face to DC movies.
Like, yeah, take that!
Because he just recently saw, for the first time, Ant-Man.
Mm.
And he agreed that Ant-Man was, in essence, one of the first slaps in the face to DC. Because
we've just taken this minor character
and
made him big. Take that!
The fact that, one, he was at least a second-string character, at least.
Yes.
And the whole movie didn't take itself too seriously. There was humor, there was jokes.
Do better for Green Lantern!
And it made over $100 million. It made money. And here's the second slap in the face, Deadpool. Or it's going to be rated R.
Take that!
And if it makes over $100 million, it's showing DC, hey, you can have a goofy-ass freaking movie. You can, you know...
You can have blood and gore and all the violence you want.
And it's rated R.
Take
and
that!
And he kind of agreed with me with that. He didn't say I agree. He liked my statement. Have you seen the 3-minute Batman versus Superman trailer?
Not in its entirety. My internet has been down for a while. We thought we had it back up, but now we kind of... No, we don't.
It's
not working out.
The thing is, with it, is it's trying to be a tad comedic. It's giving away too much. A lot of people have agreed with that. Big Candy has agreed with that. It's giving away way too much.
I think they're like jamming way too many characters into it, and it's not going to be as good as it would have been if they didn't jam that many characters into it.
That might be the downfall. Speaking of that, that might be the downfall with Marvel's Infinity Wars, the movie that's coming out.
Yeah, that might also be a downfall, but
it might
open up for a bunch of other characters.
It depends on how Marvel weaves its magic that has been going on for the past 2 years, 3 years.
Yeah.
Have you seen? Either way, I'm stoked for it. I want to see it, but I'm not. My hopes for Batman and Superman, I'm not that high.
I think Suicide Squad's probably going to do way better than that.
One of the things I've been hearing about, as I told Big Candy, is that initially Batman and Superman was going to be after Civil War, Captain America Civil War. But they bumped it up to before Civil War.
Mm.
The main theory is that the reason why they're doing that is because if everybody saw Civil War before they're going to say, my God, this movie sucks. Civil War was awesome. God, this sucks. But they want the movie money for Batman and Superman. And one of the things that you probably see in the movie trailer, when they finally show Wonder Woman, Superman turns to Batman and goes, she with you? And that's when Batman turns to Superman and says, no, I thought she was with you. This is DC's attempt at quote-unquote humor. And it's going to be one of those... She's finally opening up her aspirin, folks. I mean...
can't open it. Damn it, I left my scissors at home. I had just cleaned out my craft bag.
Damn. It's their attempt at humor. It's not going to be, you know, it's...
There's like one tiny bit of humor and the rest is just going to be like...
They're kind of showing a little bit too much in the trailer. It's... granted that you didn't see Aquaman. He's going to be in this somewhere.
I thought they were going to do like some kind of mini series with him.
I have no idea. They keep changing shit.
I know.
Granted, this is DC. They pull a lot of bullshit anyway. Look at their TV shows. They pull a lot of bullshit. They've lied to us in the past. Next trailer. Independence Day 2.
I've seen that.
The trailer, what'd you think? Hype for it or not?
I don't know how to feel about it. I mean, it kind of, like, at the end of the first one, it kind of, like, left some opening that they might come back, which I kind of looking forward to it, but I don't know what to say about it, really.
I'm kind of... I
haven't really seen much of the first Independence Day, because, I didn't really sit around and watch it with my dad.
Granted, I don't mean to sound... It's going to sound totally masculinist about this, but you have to figure, Independence Day is an action. Standard hit. She's messing with her chair. But it's an action flick. It's not really geared towards
women. You should probably know this by now, but I'm not really into the whole chick flick scene.
But,
I love action films.
But it's playing on that. One of the things that ID4 is not going to have is Will Smith.
I heard he dies off in that. Spoiler alert!
It's because Will Smith has said, I don't want to do sequels. I don't like to do sequels. So... Whether or not he's going to be doing...
Yet he did Men in Black 2 and Men in Black 3.
This was after that, but I've been hearing rumors of in essence, Men in Black 4.
I heard that it's probably going to have a female cast.
Yeah, it's going to be maybe a transition from 3 to 4. It's going to be Women in Black. We'll see about that. We'll announce what's here when stuff trickles in. I'm stoked about Independence Day.
We'll see how it goes.
Did you see the new advertising? Go back to Deadpool for a second. Have you seen the new advertising for Deadpool?
I have.
I mean, it's funny. It's like, whole bring your, you know, it's like whole, they're billing it as like a romantic, so guys can bring their.
Yeah.
I think that's funny as hell. What about have you seen the new Star Trek trailer?
I've seen a little bit of it. I've seen, like, the beginning of it, but I haven't seen really much on it.
I saw it. To me, it seems like after seeing stuff like, which we'll get to in a moment, the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles 2 trailer, the ID4 trailer.
Seen it.
Wait,
ID? What?
The Independence Day trailer.
Oh, okay. I've seen that one.
Even the Civil War trailer, mm-hmm. with all these trailers that are coming out, Fantastic Four seems a little meh. Kind of like...
They're making another Fantastic Four.
No, they're not. That's different. Brain fart on my end. The Star Trek trailer seems a little meh.
Meh.
Kind of like, it's like, when I saw the Civil War trailer, I was like, yeah, all right, got to see this. Batman, Superman, even though I kind of want to see it, I have more... I want to see Batman and Superman than I do Star Trek. I want to see the Deadpool. I want to see Independence Day.
Oh, yeah. Deadpool!
But Star Trek, it's like, I don't know.
Meh. I haven't seen the first or the second one. And I feel like if I do, I like the old television series. Yeah.
The thing about the two remakes is the person who plays Bones. I forgot his name. But,
Simon Pegg?
Not
Simon Pegg.
Pull this up. We had,
take a drink, pulling something up on the computer.
basically, he's Bones to a T. He channels the original. Well, this is going to be take forever. Forget it. We'll pass fans. Let us know at longcoatmafia@gmail.com.
Take a drink. We just mentioned the Gmail.
But that whole aspect. But with Civil War. Oh yeah. Just saw the 10 Cloverfield Lane. I don't know what to think.
Haven't seen it.
I saw it on YouTube today while waiting for a page to load.
I feel like with the Cloverfield thing, like the first one was good. I liked the first one, but the I feel like they're trying to do like the Paranormal Activity thing. And that you've seen how that went. It just keeps going downhill.
Doesn't look like it's going to be the handycam type deal. It's going to be the an actual shot, you know.
An actual, like, movie shot
movie,
thing?
Movie, hopefully. And it looks like it starts out with a... Carl Urban is the actor's name who plays Bones. He does good Bones in the he was on the show Fox show that long lasts 6 episodes. Carl Urban. He's been in a little bit a lot of stuff. He was in the Pitch Black stuff. The Being Human was a good show. Too bad they canceled. Fox canceled that shit. They claimed it was too damn expensive. To kind of move along, have you seen the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles 2 stuff?
Yes.
What'd you think?
See, I have a lot of mixed things on it. Like, I remember the old movies when they came out. Not really when they came out, but when my parents showed them to me. Not entirely sure how to feel about it, really. I mean, the first one was great. I mean, like, when they came out with the first Teenage Mutant, like, last year, I think.
Yeah.
When they came out with that.
It was 2014.
2014. Really?
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
Okay. I have no concept of time.
Because a week later, you and I saw
Let's Be Cops.
So that was 2014. Yeah.
That was that same day, too. Because, I just felt like going to the movies that day.
For a second time!
In the same day!
And so it...
I went to see it alone. My sister didn't come with me. And I had this kid next to me. And normally, whenever my sister's with me, I nudge her when something funny happens. Ha 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 ha. So I'm like nudging this random kid for no reason. Ha 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 ha. Oh, you're not Katie. I'm sorry. I thought, like, his mom was going to get on me. Stop nudging my son!
But with this, is cutting towards the 80s cartoon a lot, which is what a lot of the old school fans want to see. They have Rocksteady and Bebop, and hopefully Krang is going to be in it. I'm sure you could find the old tune stuff somewhere. It was goofy.
I mostly just remember the really old movie, and I also remember some of the comic books because I've read a few of them.
So you remember the whole Go Ninja Go fiasco?
Yeah, Go Ninja, Go Ninja, Go! Go Ninja, Go Ninja, Go!
We're kind of speeding through this. It's going to be kind of a short episode. An hour and 15 minutes is going to be a short episode. Fantastic Four 2 is going to be a no-go.
Yay!
Because it didn't do too well. They wanted to push the issue and do a second, but turns out, no. It's just, no. The Fox said, no, we're not going to do it. They canceled it.
Mm.
They're not going to do it. Rumor has it there will be a Kill Bill 3.
So, I've seen little bits and pieces of the recent movie that came out. What was it? Hateful Eight?
Yeah.
Oh my god. So much of the N-word, and so much of punching this one lady in the face. And I'm just like, I don't know what's going on here. I'm walking out of the theater.
But it, well, that's Quentin Tarantino. He likes to be, I won't say edgy, I love Quentin Tarantino stuff.
He does do pretty good stuff.
And the thing about what I like about Quentin Tarantino is that he always does something somewhere that makes fans talk about something.
Or cringe.
Or cringe, or both. Other than Quentin Tarantino doing that, the only other movie that had that effect was, Love It or Hate It, was Vanilla Sky.
Hmm.
Because I was talking to a female co-worker when the movie came out, because she's seen it and loved it, and I watched it. There was so much, you could have went either way. We were talking about it for about an hour, at work, doing work. But, with a lot of Quentin stuff, like with his last movie, Django, granted that word is a lot there, but there are scenes where he concentrates on one particular character. You don't know who she, like, there's a scene where there's this one character she's looking at. She's kind of, they do it tastefully. She's in essence taking a bath. She's looking at what would be the entertainment of that era. All these slots, but they concentrate on her a little bit too long. Like, what about this person? We didn't concentrate on, she's here, but who is this person? And it's like, wait a minute, who is that person?
Who is that person? Who's that naked lady?
It's not so much he's doing, like, concentrate on this naked lady. It's like, what's her story? It wasn't like doing it for because she's naked in the tub. You don't see any TNA, it's just that.
And why have I pulled up this character?
Why am I concentrating on this character? Why? What's her story? What, you know? Why is she here? You know? Why is, you know? Even after all this, she's still alive. You know? It's one of those type of deals that makes the fans want to talk about the movie, mm-hmm. that particular scene. Some people don't like Quentin Tarantino. Other people do. I'm a fan.
Either way with me.
Have you watched Heroes? Any
Heroes?
The new Heroes show?
No, I've haven't had a television either for a while. Been kind of under a rock.
Under a rock. So I think you haven't seen any of the Muppet stuff either.
My mom watched it. She said she didn't really like it.
That's a lot of, she's, I'm not, nothing against your mom.
Okay.
That's a lot of the, again, hate that's going on with the new Muppet show. It's that,
I think they're gearing it more towards the adults instead of the kids now.
It's not just that, it's that, the original Muppet show was a parody of the variety TV shows that were airing during its time.
Mm-hmm.
And now, on TV, you have a lot of the Office-style shows that are happening. And they're trying to poke fun and make fun of that. And the, as you remember, in one of the early episodes that we did, we discussed the whole aspect of Kermit left Miss Piggy because of she's a feminist now, so forth and so on. It turns out the reason why that he left her is because she was the atypical narcissistic little bitch that she has always been.
I figured that.
And it that was that. And it was just a whole aspect. Oh, she's claimed to be a feminist now, and you left her. No. And she's just like, oh, me. Yeah, she is, has that feminist aspect that I'm a woman. Well, granted, a pig, but I'm a woman. I don't need a man to be successful. That's fine. That's wonderful. But the reason why he broke up with her is because she also was.
He can't take her shit.
Right. I had enough of your shit. Reference to being it being all about you and nothing about, unless it involves you, that's it. X-Files starts, I think, within the next week or two. A lot of the trailers for that look awesome.
I want to see it. I can watch it now. My brother's old enough, so he's not going to get nightmares. Yeah! Or I could just record it on my DVR and watch it whenever no one's home.
Or you can tell your sister, hey, you keep me up until 5 a.m. I'm just going to go inside and watch my TV.
Or I'm just going to go to sleep.
Because we pretty much went through a lot. We're going to after we record this, kind of pull back the curtain, we're going to record it. Try to see if my co-host wants to do a special rant episode of her own, let her vent. But because we still got plenty of time on this, do you want to lead into next week's episode, which I'm going to be releasing a boy-girl type deal.
Boy-girl?
Meaning, last week...
Okay, last week was you and Big Candy. This week it's me and you. Okay.
And next week I'm going to do the release the rant episode me and him did. This could be the lead-in.
Okay.
Next week we'll be releasing our little rant in regards to the whole flat earth thing. Yeah, you're laughing.
That's still a thing?
It's still a thing. It's
Holy crap.
It's been a reinsurgence right now. Even though it was debunked a couple hundred years ago. And the whole aspect of...
million. No, wait. Yeah, 100.
Yeah, it's about...
Terrible million. Concept of time.
The whole aspect of... I'll try to put it like due time reference because of when it's posting. We'll be talking about what... when we recorded the episode, the person, infamous idiot herself, a different idiot, pretty much it was... I don't know if you heard of her.
Go on.
Tila Tequila.
Tila Tequila. Never heard of her.
Let me put it like this. the only reason why I tend to keep track of it is because it's a train wreck and it's amusing.
It's an amusing... It's like a train wreck, but you can't look away. It's like if it was a train wreck with a bunch of zoo animals in it. It's like zoo animals everywhere. You can't look away. Toucans!
In essence, it's like me picking on Lee at work.
How is that going?
It's fun. I didn't tell you. We had a... you're familiar with the term Soylent Green?
Vaguely.
You know what it is.
Soylent Green. Soylent?
Yeah.
Green. Yes, I know what that is.
For those fans who don't know, it's pretty much people. There's a movie called Soylent Green. I'll also say this. Soylent Green, Long Pig, and Long Pork all refer to the same thing. Human meat. In the movie Soylent Green, the twist at the end, because the movie's been out since the 1970s, I think.
Gotta put that on the list of things to watch.
It turns out that everybody eats this product, Soylent Green, and it turns out by the end of the movie, it's people. People have been eating people.
Okay, I've heard of this.
So we convinced Lee during over the holidays.
Oh, God.
That because one of the guys that we work with, I don't think you met him, his name's Mike. They were talking then how Lee has the memory of a goldfish, which is insulting to the goldfish.
That poor goldfish.
Because you could insult Lee and use the same material 3 hours later because he forgot the whole thing. That he wouldn't know what Soylent Green is or Long Pork is, Long Pig. And all right, let me go see. I was working off, doing the offline stuff, the big items. So I went up to Lee and said, hey, what are you having for your holiday dinner this year? He said, I'm having ham and having this, having that, going on, like, I'm going to eat all this great stuff. I said, you know what I'm having for this holiday season? What? Soylent Green. Iron protein. Tastes real good. So we ripped on him for the whole 3 hours about this. And I took it a step farther. Now, this was a Friday.
Oh, Lord.
I didn't see him until that Wednesday. And that Wednesday, on my way to work, I stopped at a Minute Mart. Got some cubed beef jerky, teriyaki. Put it in a plastic shopping bag. And Ken went up to like, hey, Lee, you want to try some Soylent Green? Got some right here. Got some right here.
Oh, God.
And he said, that looks like beef jerky. And I went, while taking a piece out of the bag and transitioned to, like, you can make beef jerky out of anything. And I took a piece and started eating it. And he's like, you got to try some. It's like, oh, I'm not going to have that. And I went, wait a minute, you just said a real man will have, eat meat and all, you know, stuff high in protein. Yeah, then you got to have this. It's high in protein. A real man will eat Soylent Green. And he walks away in disgust. And I went, hey, Lee, What's the matter? You don't like people? And I took a piece and I ate it. And everybody was who was in on the gag was rolling. It took us like four, almost by the end of the shift, before, first half of the shift, before you tried a piece. And to this day, we kind of ruined. He's like, you don't want it. Tila Tequila is kind of like that. She's a cute face, cute. There is more, let me put it like this. Her fake chest is a bigger number than her, probably her IQ. She posted on Twitter, we'll go into this next week with Big Candy. Some of the tweets that she put up, it's 2016 and nobody's been able to prove to me that the Earth is round. Where is the curvature of in the horizon? Hashtag flat Earth. Prove me wrong, damn it. Why are the buildings in New York City standing straight up? If the Earth was round, then some of the buildings would have a slight tilt. And but when she weighed in on the whole political thing, she said this was later that day, that night, at January 7th, she said, Hillary Clinton is a clone. The real one got killed a long time ago. Fuck, I hope I'm not next. Oh, wait, they already killed me in 2012. Yeah. you have these videos, we kind of disprove it. You know, it's just like you could see, like they said, the Earth kind of looks like the UN map. There's like 3 mile high ice. The reason why the water is being able to kept where it is because there's 3 mile high ice cliffs surrounding the dish. The International Space Station does not exist. It's all a NASA lie. NASA's run by Nazi scientists. We go on. Touch on a lot of this, and we will touch on a lot of this in next week's episode. what do you have to say to the idiots who believe the flat Earth theory is relevant? Going to really turn to the dark side.
God, it's like Tila. Her name is Tila Tequila.
Yeah, that's her
I
name.
Feel like this.
That's her name. That's her name right there.
And there's a photo! So you could put a photo to the face. Or to the name. Holy shit.
Better photo. Let's
see.
And the thing is.
And 1,244 people retweeted this.
That's her.
Oh, God. I hope this is just like a fake Twitter just for the sake of pissing people off. No!
No!
She's that stupid?
Yeah.
If that's her child, I feel sorry for it.
That is her daughter.
I feel sorry for you. No.
And this is not so much her page. This is kind of the news stories. In reference to her, she recently...
Roller coasters were literally... I can't disprove that. My mom have a friend that died on a roller coaster.
Some of her...
But that was his job, to test the roller coaster.
The aspect of her account is just that, we could spend another hour just talking about her stupidity. This was as of January 12th at 9... She set up, I think they might have taken it down. She posted a GoFundMe to help her buy furniture and upgrade to a Target shopper. Hello, flat earthers. I've been defeated by the government and their bioweapon attacks against me for the past 3 years, ever since I got assassinated. Wait a minute. I gotta pull this up. The description, it's kind of. You're gonna hurt so much about this. I am sorry. This is entertaining. I think this is entertaining. God, I hope they didn't take it down. they did. I'm so sorry. But her post promoting this says, "Hey guys, Isabella and I need your help. So many haters out there, but
I'm one of them."
And says, "But don't care. I wanna thank those of you kind enough with a heart that has helped us so far. God sees your kindness and selfless acts, and he also sees the ones full of hate. But I won't focus on those ugly people. Anyway, please keep sharing, and thank you again for the beautiful souls who helped us. My gratitude does not go unnoticed. Let's see. She posted, the goal was $2,500. She's gotten close to $3,000. Yeah. But the description is this. This might be extremely entertaining. Oh my God, I can't believe we reached a goal. Yada, yada, yada. Let's see. I'll give everyone who donated to a personal phone call. Oh, I wish I donated to this so I could get a fucking phone call from her. I would have recorded it for the show.
And people are actually giving her money.
Yeah. I would have gave money just for the phone call and just entertainment for show purposes only. It would have been funny. It says, I previous GoFundMe account, but it was taken down because I guess I was trying to be funny to make people laugh, but then people thought I was joking, so they reported me and had my account suspended. However, they gave me another chance to rewrite the reason why I'm asking for help. The reason why I'm creating this GoFundMe campaign is because they have raised the rent of my old home to $4,500 a month, and being a single mother without any support from the father, it can be sometimes very tough taking care of two people with only one person income. Don't live in New York City, bitch.
Yeah.
So right now, I need to raise money so that I can move to into my new home and get it furnished for my daughter. The last apartment I was at came fully furnished, and that's why it's so expensive. No shit. But I'd rather save money for my daughter than keep wasting money each month like that. So I basically need to buy all the furniture and beddings from scratch just to start over. Let's see here. Where does it get entertained? The way she said it, it's like, he flat earthers, and it was probably for, now it's probably, she had to rewrite it because it sounded so stupid and
far-fetched,
but I guess she's finally moving to someplace cheaper. A lot of it was, this is mostly in 5 days, and let's see what kind of, I want to see out of, it doesn't say, I want to see what kind of, no, it doesn't say, normally, the thing is, with something like this, with a lot of campaigns like this, there's something for the people donating, but these are people just $5 and $10 donations. 57 people in 5 days. She's calling 57 people. I wish I. So part of me wants to donate $5, you know, just so I get the phone call and record it.
Not worth it. Don't do it. Your phone will break. It's a brand new phone.
I'll use my old phone.
Your old phone.
See how long it takes me for her to hang up on me. It's the original post. It doesn't have it up here, but it's the first two lines: "Hello, Flat Earth has been defeated by the government and the bioweapons attacks against me for the past 3 years since I got assassinated." I wish that one was still up. That would have been so fucking funny.
You should have taken a screen cap of it.
I wish.
Some people just shouldn't have a Facebook.
Well, if it's that entertaining, yes. We'll go into the flat earth for that. But for now, let's see how well we're doing with the show. We're about an hour and a half into it. That's preview for next week's, folks. Stay tuned for next week. Is there anything else you want to talk about? You can talk about anything right now.
Anything?
Anything you want to
through
this episode.
Jeez.
You can.
I'm trying to think.
You're allowed.
Nah, I think I'm good.
You good? Sure?
I'm good.
And granted, you'll be having in 2 weeks, Zombie Bunny will have her, again, moment to shine again.
Yep.
She'll be ranting and raving about something. Probably be me. I don't know what. She could yell at me for an hour and a half. I'll still put it up. But still, that's our episode for this week, folks. I hope you enjoy it. Because I almost forgot last week, our email account, if you could like us, I want to say like us, you could send us love, hate, or yell at us through email.
I hope we get some hate mail. I'd love to lay into
you. Send a hate mail to, or fan mail to longcoatmafia@gmail.com. Our Facebook page is Facebook/ The Lone Coat Mafia Podcast. Even if you search for Lone Coat Mafia, it will come up. Our Twitter is Lone Coat Mafia. Our Instagram is Lone Coat Mafia. We are also found on iTunes and Stitch Radio. We're coming soon to Google Play.
Sweet. Google Play.
If you are listening through either Twitter, because they tend to post media files up on there, stream that way. We do have a website. It is thelongcoatmafia.podbean.com. It is, despite what Instagram keeps trying to do, we're not the log mafia.
We're not the what
log
mafia?
The log coat. I think I mistyped it one time on my tablet, and it from that point on, it comes up, or it automatically will change it. Instagram will automatically change it to the log coat mafia.
Okay. Now I have to make like a long coat, make it look like a log.
Find some get some Lincoln logs.
Lincoln logs.
Lincoln logs and some twine. And if anybody out there is that willing to knit a coat, long coat out of Lincoln logs, please send it to us.
I would love to see that.
I would love to see that photo.
Yeah.
Cosplayers, the challenge is put out there.
Please, we want to see Mafia.
Do something on the Linking Logs. I want to see that.
Brother
that,
Birch.
That would be hysterical. So either way, we are out. See
Bye.
You guys next week. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Have fun storming the castle.
Yeah.
Think it'll work?
Think what would work?